on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A woman has been arrested following the death of a teenager in Canubia, north of Durban. It's understood she allegedly threw a 5-litre bottle of water at the 16-year-old, striking him on the head. His body was later found by emergency responders in a neighbour's yard. According to the local security company, Reaction Unit South Africa, the woman claimed to have thrown the bottle after catching the boy peeping through her kitchen door. KZN sub-spokesperson Thenjiswa Ngcobo says the woman is facing a charge of murder.
Police in Verulam have arrested a 48-year-old woman for murder. The suspect is due to appear before Verulam Magistrate Court on the 2nd of July 2025.
Fuel prices are going up at midnight tonight. Minerals and Petroleum Resources spokesperson Robert Maike confirmed the adjustments a short while ago.
Petrol 93 octane will increase by 55 cents a litre. 95 octane will increase by 52 cents a litre. Diesel 50 ppm will increase by 84 cents a litre. And 500 ppm will increase by 82 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin at retail level will increase by 89 cents a litre. And the maximum retail price of LP gas will decrease by 57 cents per litre countrywide, except in the Western Cape.
Maike says international oil prices are up due to the latest conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Iran.
The rand strengthened against the dollar and cushioned the prices by over 15 and 16 cents a litre. The MRP of LP gas is decreasing by 57 cents per kilogram due to lower prices of propane and butane.
And Greece has started charging a tax on island cruise ships. Ocean liners docking at the popular islands of Santorini and Mykonos will pay 20 euros per passenger from today. Cruise ships to smaller islands will pay a tax of 5 euros per passenger. The new regulations apply during the high summer season there. Greece adopted the law last year in an effort to curb soaring tourist numbers to its most popular destinations. It's the latest country in Europe to take such measures. Italian authorities in Venice last year introduced payments for day visitors on certain days. In Spain, the government has cracked down on illegal short-term tourist rentals, with sites like Airbnb and Booking.com ordered to take down thousands of ads amid local alarm about increasingly scarce and unaffordable housing. While locals in Barcelona and elsewhere in Spain have held protests against over-tourism. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, high of 23 this afternoon, Richards Bay 25. The top story, a woman has been arrested for allegedly killing a teenage boy in Canubia, north of Durban. It's alleged she threw a 5-litre bottle of water at the 16-year-old, striking him on the head. She apparently alleges that she caught the boy peeping through her kitchen door. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.